Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening, and I would like to wish all of our listeners a very safe, healthy, and happy St. Patrick's Day. And as always, we've got a great show for you tonight. We'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit. We're going to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit, so give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Now, if you're a business interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org, or you can give us a call at our main office at 631-425-7707. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Siri Burnson, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. Coming up on Tuesday, April the 5th, we have another great webinar scheduled, and the topic will be on Anomalous Experiences of the Bereaved, presented by psychologist Cal Cooper. He's the author of Telephone Calls from the Dead and Conversations with Ghosts, and I've got to tell you, folks, this sounds like a fascinating show, so don't miss this one. We also have our Holiday of the Earth raffle coming up again this spring on April 22nd. And mediumship readings will be given away to 5 lucky winners, so be sure to enter this. If you do, you might win a reading with one of our certified mediums. Now, the mediums participating in this particular raffle are Lynn LeClaire, Amy Utzman, Renee Buck, Dave Campbell, and Bobby Allison. So don't miss out on this. One raffle ticket actually gives you 5 chances to win a free reading. And, of course, our 5th annual Grief Transformation Retreat has now been scheduled for the weekend of July 22nd through the 24th. And we're back at the wonderful guest house in Chester, Connecticut. And also, you might want to just mark your calendar. It's kind of a save-the-date thing. Later this year, on the weekend of November 11th, we'll have the annual Forever Family Conference, and we will be sharing more details about this event very soon. Now, for more information about all of our upcoming events, please go to the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show for tonight. As you know, this is Mediums and Messages. Of course, we're going to bring through some messages from your loved ones tonight, and we're going to be opening up our phone lines in just a few minutes, and we do look forward to taking your calls. So on that note, let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Siri Burnson. Siri's been with us before. We love having her on the show. She's from Boston, Massachusetts area, and in addition to being a certified medium with Forever Family, Siri's also a Reiki master. She has a master's degree in visual art, and she's traveled all over the world. She speaks several different languages, and she uses her gift to heal and to comfort those who have lost loved ones through the power of mediumship. And we're very happy to have her back with us tonight. So let's get her on the air. Hi, Siri. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dorian, and hi, everyone that is out there.
There you go. Happy St. Patty's Day.
Yes, happy St. Patty's Day. It's interesting. I actually look Irish, but I don't have an ounce of Irish in me.
Isn't that funny? You have that flaming red hair, though. So anybody that's been to your website knows.
Yep. And I even sound like it. People, they always assume that I'm from the southern part of Ireland or I'm from the north.
Right.
Even the Irish, they think, where are you from? And I say, I'm not from there.
Yeah. We wish all of our Irish friends, everybody, we're in the green today. We wish you a happy St. Paddy's Day. So I wanted to ask you about something, because this question comes up for me anyway from time to time, I know, with my own clients, and I'm sure that you've probably experienced this as well, especially since you're bilingual. But I've been asked so many times, how do people in spirit, how are they able to communicate so clearly with us if their native language wasn't English? And then, of course, we only speak English. Did you ever get that posed to you, that question?
Oh, absolutely, all the time. And I was actually explaining it to somebody the other day in my office that sometimes when I do sessions and there's a word that pops into my head that is in a totally different language, like Danish or in Dutch, mm-hmm. And it has a very specific meaning in that language, and then I have to translate it into English. That can happen. Or even I've heard different languages in my session. I've heard Polish in my sessions, and I'm able to convey that. I've heard Turkish mm-hmm. in my session. So I know one Turkish word, and that is olyu. And then the other day I was I can't remember what language it was, but it was some sort of like a Hindi or something like that. And I've been able to get Indian names. And so
right.
It's as if my brain is able to operate on so many different levels just because I know the basis of so many different languages.
That is so fascinating. Yeah. It's so fascinating. Yeah. And, you know, it's actually happened to me once. And the funny thing is that I don't speak multiple languages. I really only speak English. I might know a couple of words here and there in Italian or a couple of words in Spanish. But I was reading one time for a client in India, and I was hearing the sounds, you know, and I didn't know what I was saying, but they recognized it. So it's kind of interesting when it happens, you know. The other thing is I do like to remind my clients that telepathy is the language of the mind, and that's really basically how we are communicating, you know, with people in the afterlife. Yeah. And, of course, things come through symbolically. I know you experienced that as well, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, we get the symbols, you know, and then, of course, we have to do our level best to try to interpret that. And spirits, I mean, just so our listeners understand, spirits use whatever knowledge we have in our own minds, you know, and they will try to access that however they can. So, but it's kind of cool. Yeah. It really is cool, especially if you are bilingual.
Yeah, it is really cool. And I think that they do the same thing with when it comes to music. I know that you know music really well. I'm not really that good in music. I can barely sing. I don't remember lyrics.
Uh-huh.
And even with movies, it's really interesting. Sometimes when I do sessions, I will be narrating a very specific movie to someone that is like their favorite movie or a story or, you know, fiction or something. And it'll be their favorite. Like I was talking about Les Miserables the other day, and I've never seen the movie, but the person in my office, she knew precisely what I was talking about.
Isn't that fascinating?
It is actually fascinating.
Yeah, they'll do it with me with songs or sometimes with artists. They'll show me an artist or they'll make me hear the song that artist might have been famous for. So, you know, they will find a way to get through to us. So, I mean, just so our listeners know, they find a way to get through no matter what. And the language, our native language, is never a barrier to that. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so, because all we do is this is really a soul-to-soul connection, and I think it really depends on how open is our mind and mm-hmm. how willing are we to flow with their minds. And then if we are willing to flow anywhere with it, they'll flow with us and we'll flow together. And so then we just have to interpret what they're showing us, what we're hearing, what feeling, what we are, like everything. And I always say this is like playing charades with the invisible people.
Yeah, and, interesting.
Yeah, and it's a little challenging sometimes.
It can be, you know, but like you said, it's kind of like a dance. We have to do it together, and we have to feel our way, you know, through that. So I know that you spent some time over at Arthur Findlay College in England. Yeah. Are you going to be back there again this year?
Well, yeah, I do hope so. I hope I get to go there maybe for 1 or 2 weeks this year, and then I know that they put the schedule up again for 2017. So I've been looking at a couple of weeks. I've been looking at a couple of weeks at Arthur Findlay. So I'm still taking classes. I've been working professionally now for 15 years. Mm-hmm. I still have a teacher. I still take classes. And I'm probably one of the very, very, very few mediums that I still take classes. But I go and take these classes because then I come back and I share the knowledge that I take with me from England, for instance.
That's great.
So,
and I hear a lot of good things about Stansted Hall and, you know, just overall. Arthur Findlay. So I don't know. One of these days, maybe I'll get out there too.
you know, you really should. the experience just, I mean, this is like being at Hogwarts, but it's real. And it's just the experience and the environment is just absolutely fantastic. And, you know, I wish we had, I wish we had the same thing in America. I have this dream. My dream is to be able to build something that is similar, like Artfindly in England, and really establish like a really nice foundation for mediums in America.
Well, maybe one day that's what you're going to do. Maybe that's what you're meant to do here. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I'm putting it out there.
Yeah, you're putting it out there. It's right.
Yeah, my spirit guides. I know.
Before we go to break, I just want to mention really quickly, you have an event coming up next month called Tea and Cookies with Forever Family Foundation.
Well, it's actually not tea and cookies. It's this is me kind of like joking around because I was trying to remember what it was late at night. It was deserts and discarnates. So it's April 15th.
Right. I like tea and cookies better. Okay, it's on April 15th. And you're also, you're going to be at the annual conference this coming November, right?
Yeah, so I'm going to be, I'm going to be there. I'm really looking forward to that. And also this fall, I'm really hoping that I'm going to be able to put on more Skype things. People have been nudging me and pushing me to put on Skype classes and things like that.
Okay.
And I've decided I'm going to start, I've decided I'm going to start a master class in mediumship for the people that are in the Boston area. It's going to be a small class, but it's going to be a master class and really intense because I'm a tough teacher.
Okay, so we're going to check out your website for that. Alrighty, so we're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Siri Burnson, and we're going to be opening up our phone lines to callers. So stay tuned, guys. We'll be right back with you.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The Prayer Registry is a free service for all bereaved parents. Every child registered receives prayer every year on the anniversary day of their passing. To register a child, send their full name and passing date to Sherry at theprayerregistry@gmail.com. All are welcome.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world. But for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential. And research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Dori Malloy, your host for this evening, and if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium, Siri Burnson. So we're going to go to our phone line, Siri, and before we take our first caller, I just want to mention that, you know, we'd like to hear your voice if we take your call on the air, and we're just going to say your first name. We want to know if you'd like to have a connection to Spirit. Sometimes people call in because they have questions for us, so we love your questions as well. So let's get to our first caller. I believe we have Nancy calling in from New York. Are you with us, Nancy?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Would you like to have a connection, or did you have a question?
I'd love a connection. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Siri.
Okay. Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm okay. Thank you.
Okay. So the first thing that, you know, you can just say yes or no if you understand this, fabulous. If you don't, just let me know. But the first thing that I need to talk about, I feel as though there's a mom that is wanting to come through. I don't know if your mom is in the spirit world, but there's a mother that is coming through. And the one thing that I know about her is that she's holding her chest on my senses, so she may have either had fluids on her lungs or congestive heart failure or there's something. She's just tapping on my chest very, very gently. She comes across to me as not being a very tall lady. She really does not have a lot of body weight on her. And one of the things that I see that she's showing me right now is that she either would have owned a lot of doilies, or she knew how to make doilies, or she would have known how to crochet doilies. Because I'm looking at all these little, like, I feel like I'm looking at these tablecloths, and so I feel like she would have been very, very handy in her home. I need to talk about an L initial that is connected to, and I'm going to say this, I'm not sure if it's a Lauren or Lori or Laura, but there's an L initial that is connected to her somehow. And I feel like she's one of these ladies who's talking about that either you have her aprons or you have some of her belongings. Do you understand this, please?
My mother's alive, so
okay.
Unless it's my aunt.
It could be your aunt, yes. But do you understand your aunt not having been a big lady, that she would have been fairly slender?
Oh, no, she was heavy set.
Okay, I'm going to stick with this, because she showed me now that she's in her 70s, and I have to talk about, if this is a mom, this could also be mother's mother, but it's just that I need to talk about your mom, and I'm going to be talking about mom in a minute, but she's talking about having had congestive heart failure or heart failure because she's tapping on her chest. And I know that she's short-winded because she showed me that the breathing was difficult towards the end. And I feel like, you know, to say that she's in her 70s, like I'm either 75 or 78. Like I'm in my latter part of my 70s, and you're not understanding anything so far.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay. Do you understand within the family the name either Elisa or Elizabeth or the E initial that would be for either Elaine or Ellen or Elisa? Do you understand this, please?
No.
Okay. I'm going to ask this lady to step aside, because there was another mother was standing behind her. And there's actually this very, very tall man that is coming through, and I do feel like at some point he would have been in the service. And what I see with him here is that I feel like someone in the family that would have either earned, not necessarily a purple heart, but they would have earned something where they may have been wounded in a battle or something. Was there something about having taken a hit in a battle war of some sort or having been in a significant wartime? What I do know about him, though, also is that he has the darker hair. I don't feel like he was in the military as a long-term, but I know that this would have been a significant part of his life. I feel more that he would have been either working on the land, because he showed me a lot of land around him, and my sense is that he would have known how to either grow things or work with his animals. It's almost as if I'm on a farm, but it's not like a dairy farm, but it feels more country-like. Do you understand?
Could be my grandfather.
Okay. So let me stick with the grandma. Do you understand your grandfather being from a countryside?
My grandfather came from Italy.
Okay. Wonderful. I was going to say to you that there was a, and do you understand your grandfather also haven't been quite either spunky or he had a high energy about him for the most part of his life?
Yes.
Okay. And he would have had a lovely, 95. lovely sense of humor. Huh?
He lived till he was 95.
Okay, but also he would have had a lovely sense of humor, or there's something about his lightness of living, or we keep it light, we keep it life. And I have to say that he was actually standing behind this lady, so I know that the two of them are coming together. And I need to say that somewhere in the family there's an L initial that is either like Lucia or Lori or an L for a female name. Now, with your grandfather here, though, do you understand him also having had a little bit of a tummy, just a little bit of a tummy?
Yes.
Okay, because I have to say that I'm not sure if there's also there's very few photographs or very few memories of your grandpa, but he's showing me that there may be one or two memories or one or two photographs as he's showing this to me of you and him together. And I feel like one of them also includes either a car that would be like from the 1950s or like a 1940s, 50s type of car or something. Do you understand this?
Car, could he?
That's okay. This is really sort of wrecking your this is really going back into memories and so on. But I feel like he's talking about you having been. Do you have lighter hair than some other people in your family?
No.
Okay. There's something about talking about you as a young one or very, very young, and I have to talk about images of the little girl that also has either a little bit lighter hair than you do or lightness to the hair. I'm not talking about blonde. It's kind of like the one that would have sort of the brown, but it's lighter than the most of the or the rest of the family. Within your family here, do you understand some people having had green eyes or lighter eyes, please?
Yes.
Okay, because he's really sort of hammering on this one. Now, what he's coming through with today, though, is that I feel like either you or your mom, you have to begin to look after yourself or for your health, and one of the two of you loves to either play the scratch tickets. Do you understand loving to get a
yes.
Ticket now and then. Do you understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel like you're kind of like laughing at it, and I feel like actually this may be you, that you're getting the little lottery tickets or you're getting the little scratch tickets. And I have to say that you have a lot of similarities to your grandpa because you showed me that you had this lightness about you that you know how to kind of like, oh, well, maybe better luck next time. There's something about the luck and the luck and the luck. And he's just saying that, you know, we create our own luck and we create our own destiny a little bit. And I feel as though when you have good, happy people around you, you bring in the joy and you bring in the happiness. And I also get a sense that, I'm not sure if this is you, there's another female in your life that is either struggling a little bit lately. And I feel like you feel a little bit hopeless, and not necessarily hopeless, but you feel a little bit powerless in how to help her. Do you understand this, please?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because he's also shown me that her mind has drifted or her mind is drifting, and this would tell me that either there's a sense of dementia or Alzheimer's or her mind is drifting away, and she may be sleeping quite a bit. But I have to let you know that the angels are watching the lady because your grandpa here is showing me that we're watching her. Because the other thing also here is that I'm not sure if this is you or if this is your mother, but one of the two of you, you believe in the angels, or you follow the angels, or you pray to the angels. Do you understand this, please?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because I have to let you know that all your prayers are being heard. So just take care of your health, and I think this is mom that he's referring to. Your mom, please take really good care of mom, if you will. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
Okay.
Nancy,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling in. I hope this helped a little bit.
Yes, it did. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Have
You're
a good
very
day.
Welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye. We're going to go to our next caller, and I believe we have Jackie calling in from California. Are you with us, Jackie?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to the
okay.
show. Would you like to have a little
Hi.
Reading, or did you have a question for us?
I would like to talk to my son. I need to know that
okay.
he's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I was actually going to say to you, there's a younger male here right next to me. I'm going to say there's a few little things that I feel like he's wanted to convey. Do you know if your son would have loved to either play music or play rock guitars, or do you know if he was really involved in music in some ways?
He loved music.
Yeah, because I feel like he's... So I'm going to share something with you. Before the radio show started, my neighbor was lifting his bass guitar as an exercise tool, And the young guy was with me, and we were both looking at this young guy opposite me. We were both looking at, like, look at this, he's lifting his instrument. So this young guy, he's actually stayed with me. And he was showing me that he loved to either go to open concerts, if there's something about going to the open concerts and loving this. You also understand that with his son here, that his passing would have been very unexpected, or there's something about the sudden passing.
Yes.
Yeah, because I feel like he didn't get a chance to say goodbye. And I feel like he's also wanted to say to you that there are no such things, there's no such thing as goodbyes, because I feel like he has come into your dreams. And he's also shown me that you have... since his passing, I have to talk about the month of January feels very significant to me, because he's highlighting the January. This to me would either be anniversary or celebration of some sort. He's just highlighting that January is where love comes in. And he's also showing me right now that, do you collect feathers, or do you look for him in unusual feathers? Do you understand the feather, why he's showing me feathers?
Yeah, there's been some feathers.
Okay.
I'm always looking for signs.
Yeah, because I feel like he's putting feathers together. And the other thing that he's showing me is that you have transformed your life in some ways because of his passing, because I feel like I need to say sorry to some people that he left behind, because I feel like he's really sad the way he left. Because I also get a sense that sometimes he was I feel like he was a little bit hot-tempered at times, that he would sometimes sort of say things to people that he didn't mean to say. And so he wanted to say, I'm really sorry to the people that I left behind, that I didn't get a chance to say I love you. So there's a sense of huge, deep sense of, I'm so sorry that I didn't get a chance to say I love you so much. And that, and he showed me that we should never leave anything unturned in life. We should always make sure that the good is always up, facing the sun. And he showed me also now that you have also found yourself trying to connect with him through meditation, that you've really gone out on a limb with the way you think about things and with the universe and with the afterlife. And I feel like he showed me also there was a time in your life here that you also wanted to be with him, or you wanted to be reunited, and he's saying, no, your time is not, we can't do this. Because I also feel like he's talking about, I feel like there must be other siblings. Do you understand him having siblings? You must have more children.
Yes. It's his brother's birthday today.
Okay, because I feel like he's saying that, like, the two of us here, but we have to remind you that you have to be there for my sibling, because you have to be there for him. So you have to be there for him. He's also talking about a young girl, or the younger lady that is also in your life, and I have to say hello to her too, just sort of a quick hello. But to my brother, I have to say hello, because the deep heartfelt and really this deep and profound apology for having said things that he didn't mean to say. I feel like he sometimes, when he was younger, he may have had a bit of a hot temper, like slamming doors and things like that. Do you understand this, please?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So his hot temper got him into a little bit of problems sometimes, and I feel like if he could turn the clock back, he would, because I feel like I need to say to you also, you were such a good mother. You were such a good mother, but he was a little too dense sometimes in listening to you. He's showing me now, I'm not sure if at one point you were like a really good baker, or if you were, if you would make cookies, but he's biting into cookies, like his favorite cookies. You understand this? Okay.
Uh-huh.
So, on how I, So, just take his love and say hello to my brother. Say hello to the whole entire family and tell everyone that I'm so sorry that I left so quickly, okay?
Yeah. He's okay, though, right?
Oh, he's doing great. And he's just wanting you to live. Like, my sense is that, be out on a limb, live your life to the fullest, and know that we are there. We may come in all forms, as extraterrestrials, and whatever form you want us to come, we will come to you. And continue picking the feathers, continue finding, and even, I feel like recently you have been looking at these very small flowers. I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know if they're small buttercups or if they're small irises, but he's showing me going back and forth between yellow and purple flowers. Do you understand this, please?
Yes.
Okay. Because I feel like he's talking about this is really beautiful, and we have to keep this together because this is ours, Mom. This is ours, Mom. Okay?
Okay. Awesome.
Take his love, will you? Okay?
I'm just going to answer that just for a second, Jackie. I just want to let you know that as Siri was giving you the information, I was kind of connecting with your son as well, and I was feeling so strongly that he sends you signs actually all the time. And I feel I have to tell you, you have to keep looking for them. Because I got this sense of him being very excited every time you get a sign from him. And by the way, I don't believe in coincidences, and I don't think you do either, because you know the difference in, you know, seeing an actual sign or getting some kind of sign, and, you know, as opposed to maybe you're just wishing for one, you know? And
every time I ask him for a sign, he gives me a sign.
He gives you one. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to say, because he kept saying, he said to me, as Siri was talking, tell her keep looking, because she's getting it. She's getting it. So don't give up. Don't give up, because they will work sometimes harder than we do to try to give us a heads up that they're around us. We are getting signs from them. Sometimes it can be very subtle, but I don't want you to give up, because he's very, very strong and powerful in your life. And there's a lot of love between the two of you, okay? So never give up on that. Always watch for it, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank you.
All righty. We'll leave it there
with you.
So I think we have time for one more caller before we're going to go to break. Let's get Debbie on the line from New York. Are you with us, Debbie?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Did you have
a question
very much
for us, or would you like to have a connection?
I would love to have a connection.
Okay.
Lovely. So, Debbie, there's something about this being a little bit different, because I feel like I need to talk about either you or there's a woman here in the spirit world that is talking about either painting on glass or painting images or doing a lot of painting. Do you understand this?
Yes.
I'm using paintbrushes, and I have to be quite skillful with my paints, or I know how to paint flowers, or there's something about the paint on the paint on the paint. Do you understand this woman in the spirit world that would have been quite an avid painter, but also enjoying the fact that you are also taking up something that is creative or some sort of a creative hobby? Do you understand this, please?
Yeah, well, my daughter is an artist, and my mother-in-law, who passed away, was an artist.
Yes, yes, that is exactly what I'm talking about, because I know there's a woman here in the spirit world, and she's talking about the one who's also living, the one who's very gifted in the arts, within the art. And so I feel like the lady that has come through here also, I also get a sense that she would have been quite ill before her passing, because I feel like people that would have seen her and watched her kind of like wither away. Do you understand that, please?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, because the way I feel this is like we have to now keep our eyes on those that are... I feel like what she shows me right now is that the ones that I left behind, they have to go for the medical checkups. They have to make sure that they don't have anything that they carry with them. It's almost like when a person has a faulty gene or something and then it spreads into something else. And so all I know is that she's just saying, you've got to go to the doctor when you feel ill. You've got to go to the doctor even when you don't feel ill. It's like, make sure that everyone is always going to the doctor. So I feel as though with her that... I feel like she would have become ill, but she didn't address it when she became ill. Like, she sort of postponed things, and she's like, oh, no, I'm fine. But then it's like, it's a little too late. Do you understand this, please?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, would you understand that she didn't take the best care of her health when she started getting sick? Because all I know is that she showed me I wasn't feeling too well till the end.
Yeah, yes, I do, yes.
Okay.
No, I do.
Okay.
Yeah,
because I feel like it's like I'm sort of, I just don't have a lot of energy with you. So I know that she was sick. This is not a quick passing. This is actually a passing that I feel like is an illness involved in this. I also feel, oh, this is interesting to me. Do you know how to make your own curtains, or do you know how to make your own drapes?
No.
Okay. She's showing me that there's someone, or I'm not sure if this is the daughter, but she showed me that someone knows how to make their own drapes, and they know how to work with fabric, and they're quite good at it.
No, that doesn't ring a bell.
I'm going to stick to this. You said that your granddaughter was very artistic.
My daughter.
Your daughter. Okay, I'm going to stick with it though. Do you know if your daughter ever went to art school or to like fashion, or if she ever had interest in putting things together that would have to do with fabrics, or you know, I'm going to stretch it even further. Like, if somebody knew how to put together their own wedding dress, or there's something about being very creative in how to put things together. I feel like I need to tell you also, there's a dog here with me in this very well. And normally I wouldn't be bringing through pets that much, but she showed me there's a dog, and I'm not sure if it's like a three-legged dog or this dog had a problem with a paw. Do you understand this, please?
No, there's definitely a dog up there, but he was, he was okay.
No, let me just say it this way. She showed me there's a dog that is either, like, and I see this dog standing on three legs, but either this dog is showing me that they had one paw different, or this was a very, very intelligent dog. Then when you would say, hello, give me paw, you know, like the dog would give you the paw. There's something about the paw, like the paw is up in the air. Do you understand this, please?
No.
I'm going to stick to it.
Really.
But you understand the dog in the spirit world that you would have been very, very close to, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not going to say this, but do you also understand this dog either sitting with you or, like, there's something about having this dog on my lap, even though it's not necessarily a lap dog, or there's something about the dog always there, and it's like he thinks, this dog thinks that they're human.
Yes, he did. He thought he was human.
Yeah, because I feel like it's like the one that sits next to you on the couch, or the one that sits next to you, and they, like, pawing you, and they're, like, letting you know, like, now it's your time to scratch me, it's your time to pet me. And, like, there's something about the very connected bond that you have with the dog. So the dog is coming through for you, really. And I feel like I need to say this. It's almost like in a lovely, funny sense of way. I'm not sure if you've been thinking about it, getting another dog, or if you did get another dog, but there's something about adding on to the dogs. Do you understand that, please?
Right. Well, yes, we got another dog.
Okay.
We did.
But that dog is not. Yeah, but that dog is not as smart as your dog in the spare world.
No. Mm-mm.
No, I know. It's kind of, and I'm sorry to say this, it's kind of a dumb dog. I'm sorry that I said it, but I feel like your dog in the spare world is like looking at your dog and like, oh goodness, you got the runt of the litter. There's not a lot of, so I feel like it's almost
a bit
like
crazy.
I feel like your dog in the spare world is apologizing for the dog that you got because he's not really that clever. So
I'll just interject here really quickly, Debbie. Don't forget that our pets get to stay with us. When we are in spirit, we do reunite with them. They are with us on the other side, and there are even some mediums that can communicate very clearly with them. But just know that we get to keep that. You know, that's a wonderful bond and a wonderful relationship. We're going to have to leave it there because we've got to go to a quick break. But I thank you so much for calling into the show. It was great for you to take your call. You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We're going to take a very quick break. In the meantime, you might want to check out Siri's website. She's at spiritoflight.com. Don't go anywhere. We're going to come back right back to our phone lines in just a few minutes. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death. Heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's drparisetti in one word, .com.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Siri Burnson, but before we get back to her and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help us. When you shop on the internet, just think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website, and if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way you can help us. And this will also produce a donation to Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like Apple Store, Expedia, Home Depot, Marriott, QuickBooks, TurboTax, and many, many more. So just go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, we are back on our show, and we've got Siri Burnson with us, and we've got time maybe for one or two more quick calls. So let's get back to our phone lines. I believe we have Kathleen calling in from New York. Are you with us, Kathleen?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to turn you over to Siri.
So, Kathleen, the first thing that I need to say to you, that there's a man that is what has come through for you. And what I sent with him, just really quickly, he's somebody that would have known how to work on either on heating system in houses, and he also would have known how to work on cars, because I'm looking at his hands, and I actually find myself having sort of dirt underneath my fingernail, so I know that he's one of these men that is a jack-of-all-trades. I know that he's family to you, and I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if he's a father, if he's an uncle, or if he's a brother, but I have to talk about him being very close to you. I also know that he's one of these men that he's very quiet, or he's not very talkative. Do you understand? Is your father still living, please?
No, my father's passed.
Okay. Do you understand your father, that he would have known how to work on cars, or he would have known how to work on, like, houses, or he was like a jack-of-all-trades?
Well, he did do a lot of things. I wouldn't say he was professionally trained, but he did
exactly.
Do a lot of work like that, yes.
Yes, exactly. Because I'm going to say this, but I really don't feel like I'm like a professional in these things that I do. But I have to say that your father, he would have been quite precise in the way he did things, because if he had to change the oil in the car, he would have known how to do things like this. And I also know that, like, because in the winter months, you know, if it got cold outside, he would have known how to insulate some of the windows. He would have known how to insulate the house better. So this is what I feel like. He's very sort of handy in the way he does things. And I know that it's not a professional thing that he does, but he does it around his house. Now, is your mom still living, though?
No.
Okay.
No, my mom has passed.
Bear with me. Do you understand, though, that you may have taken care of your mother before her passing, or do you understand something about taking care of mom?
Yes.
Okay. Because your dad here is showing me he's wanted to say thank you to you for the caretaking, that you took such wonderful care of your mom. And I feel like that was really, really important for you, because he's just showing me that it was so important that that mom was in good hands. Now, I'm going to say this. I don't know if your mom or your dad, one of the two of them, may have been on medication that caused them to, like, expand or have edema. Or, like, there's something about feeling out of my skin. Do you understand this with either with mom or dad?
Yeah, both of them, actually.
Okay. Well, it's just, I feel like he's showing me his hand, and I feel like not only did he have, like, a worker's hand, but he's showing me, like, his hand either got bloated or like, it's just that medication does not make me feel good. It's like I'm having a hot flash, I'm feeling hot, I'm feeling cold. I should just know the mom and dad are together. And the other thing also here is, oh, this is lovely. Now, I have to say this. Would you understand that this time coming out for you, like, when we're getting into the Easter season, and then we're getting into the holiday, the month. Would it make sense to you that this is a very heartfelt time for you here?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel like when it comes to Easter, I feel like you always make a point of either going to the grave or you go and you do something for your mom and dad in memory of the two of them, don't you?
Yeah, well, my mom died on Easter.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay, because I know that your dad is talking about Easter is so important. Let's do something good for the two of us, because I know that I feel like your dad should show me. Put some flowers up around mom's grave, because I feel like she would really, really appreciate it. Now, also, would it also make sense to you that your mom was a little bit out of her mind, not out of her mind, but she was not very cognizant before her passing? Because I feel like she's absent-minded with you before her passing. Do you understand this, please?
I would say moments of it, but not completely out.
Yes, exactly. Because I feel like your dad was with you, like observing you taking care of mom. And how I see this is like she's having a moment here, and then she's having a moment there, and then she's having, like, I just feel like sort of like she's not all with it sometimes, and then she's okay. And so I feel like I need to let you know that your dad took really, really good care of your mom when she passed away, because the two of them are together. And I have to say, do you understand the connection to the name Matthew or Matt or Mark? I feel like it's more Matthew than Matilda, or like M-A-T-T name. Do you understand this, please?
I have a cousin named Matthew.
Lovely. Good. So that tells me that your dad is showing me that if you have a cousin whose name is Matthew, that I feel like I need to say hello to that family, and either the family should be, I feel like your dad is showing me we have to bring the family together because it's a family reunion, or there's something about, he's wanting the family to be more connected. And I feel like this is something that may be missing today, because he's showing me literally things are missing today, that the way it used to be is no longer the way it used to be. So just
that
take your
right.
dad's love. I know your mom is there with him too, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All righty, we're
going to
leave
welcome.
It there. Thank you, Kathleen, for calling in. I hope this helped a little bit.
Yes, it was great. Thank you.
Awesome. Be well. Thank you so much. All righty, we have time, I think, Sari, for maybe one more call. You up for it?
Oh, fabulous.
Okay,
yeah.
So let's go to our next caller. I think we have Mary calling in from Georgia. Mary, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for
taking
my call.
Hi, would you like to have a little mini reading, or did you have a question for us?
I would love to have a mini reading, please.
Okay, so let's see how this goes. This is unusual for me. Either I have to talk about either at some point in your life, I find myself walking onto a huge field where either they're playing big band music or they're playing like it's like I'm looking at a orchestra or a big band music, or there's something about. Do you understand people in your life that would have been big musicians or knowing how to play on a high school band? Okay,
because dad played piano.
Okay, but he also would have played with other people, because I feel like he's showing me like I'm playing with other people, like the joy of playing. Okay, because I feel like, and also with your dad here, do you know if your dad was a smoker also? Because he's showing me he's puffing up and he's putting it out. Like the cigarettes were no good for him. Because I feel like this was you know, like how everyone these days, nobody wants to smoke anymore, but I feel like this was a struggle for him to put it down. So just know that your dad is coming through with the big band music. And the other thing also, I feel like he also must have had a lot of either a wonderful collection of LPs, because he showed me lining up the LPs and that someone still has these. And these have to be like big band music
Miller.
Yes. I almost said George, but it's Glenn Miller. Yes. Do you understand your dad loving that type of music?
Yes, my dad's
swing
name
music.
Was George.
Swing music.
By the way.
Huh?
My dad's name was George, so. Saying that.
Oh, there. Okay. So there you go. Okay, because I was hearing George, but then I said Miller. It didn't. Okay, wonderful. So your dad is coming through here today. I have to tell you that he's a lovely, lovely sense of humor. And the way he starts doing this also to me, there's someone in the family that either has dimples or they have inherited the angel kisses on their face, because there's something about he's poking my face and he's being funny about it. And I feel like I need to say to you that, okay, so he's showing me right now. Are you the one with the dimples then?
No, that would be my granddaughter.
Oh, that's your granddaughter. Okay. I need to kiss your granddaughter then, because all I can tell is that he's kissing the cheek on the little girl. He's kissing the cheek on my girl.
Uh-huh.
So just know
okay.
that the granddaughter, she's like an angel. I mean, I have to say that she must be an absolute angel, because your dad here is showing me, like, what a life she has. Like, it's just almost like she's one of these, like, full of life, like, so robust. And
yeah.
and I feel like your dad here is showing me that he owns a little piece of her. So just know that he's saying, oh, her vivaciousness, that she has, like, I'm not sure if your granddaughter has wanted to be a performer, but I have to say that she loves to dance around.
Yes, she does. She definitely does. She's only two, but that's all she does.
She loves it. It's like I'm literally being shown that, like, a girl in a tutu thing, wearing a tutu dress.
Yeah,
and she is almost like
a lot.
Yes, and it's almost like the Beyonce wannabe, like dancing
okay.
around and dancing around and loving it. Okay. So just know that your dad is the one that is coming through, and he's saying that encourage her to learn how to sing, encourage her to play music. Just put music around her and let her play, because you never know what will happen. She may turn out to be a wonderful singer, wonderful musician, and a star. You know, you never know.
Right, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, so he's also reminding, I'm not sure if this is for you, but he's also just poking my knee, and he's saying that someone around you needs to have a knee looked at or needs to have a knee surgery, and not to wait too long, okay? Because this is important to be able to get around, okay? Because if it's not taken care of, you may be having a hip issues if you don't take care of it, so he's tapping on my knee and my hip, okay? So just normally your dad is coming through with such love, and you've, I'm not sure if you were a daddy's girl when you were growing up, but I have to say that
you really, really,
because I have to say, I almost want to cry in my heart, although he's showing me, like, the tears are in my heart, too, that you're not the only one that cried when he passed, that I miss you, too, my dear, I miss you, too, so just know my dad is coming through with so much love, okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're
Thank
so
you.
Welcome.
Okay, I just
Mary.
Wondered, today's
the
anniversary of my sister's death, and I just wondered if she had come through by any chance.
And that was today?
Yes, that would be 3 years today.
3 years today. Do you have your sister's glasses, or do you know if your sister wore glasses?
Yes, she did.
Okay, because your dad is, he's being funny now. I have to tell you that your dad is a bit of a jokester.
Yes,
as soon as
he
said sister, he poked me in my eye, and I almost jerked a little bit, and then he said, no, the lady next to you, she's wearing glasses, and so there's a lady next to him that is wearing glasses. Now, do you understand, were you with her when she passed away?
No, I wasn't. I was not with her.
Okay, bear with me, though, for just a second. Do you understand family being with her when she passed away?
Yes, I do.
Because he's not alone. Okay, because I feel like your daddy showing me that when she passed away and when she fell into the deep sleep, she was not alone. And I'm not sure if this were her children or whatever. It's just that he showed me that I feel like there's one or two women around your sister when she passes away. And he's making me feel also like, I'm not sure if she had skin issues or really dry skin, or there's something about the skin.
Yeah.
I understand this with your sister, because he's making me feel really, really itchy and I need to scratch. So just know that your sister is next to your dad here, and your sister is now coming through. I have to say that your sister is talking about someone either loves the color purple or anything that comes in pinks and purples.
Okay, yes, I do understand that. That would be me.
Okay, that is you. Okay, because I have to say that your sister here shows me my heart goes out to the one in purple. The purple lady gets all my love. That is coming from your sister here, okay?
Okay.
And most importantly, they are together. Always remember that. Our loved ones are always together on the other side.
That is
important. So, yeah, they've met up, and I'm sure that she's in good hands with your dad. All right?
Thank you.
But, Mary, thank you so much for calling into the show, and I hope this helped just a little bit.
Oh, it helped very much. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Oh, lovely.
You're very welcome. Well, I always say this at the end of the show. We're just sped out of time, and I don't know where this hour went. It's crazy. It goes that fast.
I know.
I want to thank I want to thank our guest, Siri Burnson, for joining us this evening. And, Siri, if our listeners would like more information about your work or if they want to schedule a private session with you, is the best way for them through your website?
Yeah, it's through my website because I can respond to emails wherever I am on the planet at any time. So, yeah,
awesome.
It's Spirit
so you
of
guys,
Light.
Yep, you yeah. guys will find her at spiritoflight.com. So be sure to visit Siri on the web. I also want to thank all of our listeners for being with us tonight. We hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. We always invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. We've got lots and lots of information up there about our upcoming events and all kinds of good stuff. Please be sure to join us next week on March 24th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light with your host, Angelina Diana. So be sure to tune in for that as well. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. Happy St. Paddy's Day. I am Doreen Malloy, and if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMalloy.com. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish all of you a wonderful evening, and always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.